Hi folks, this is Jason Silva. I'm the town administrator of the town of Marblehead and also the host of this podcast, Marblehead on the Move. The town of Marblehead has started the process to update the town's open space and recreation plan. Open space and recreation plans are a tool through which a community plans for the future of its conservation and recreation resources. The town is planning to inform this process and plan update through community engagement using an online survey, so stay on the lookout for that in the next couple of weeks. This planned outreach is to ensure that the plan reflects the needs of our community. The Open Space and Recreation Plan, once the update is complete, will be reviewed and approved by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. When a community has an approved Open Space and Recreation Plan, it becomes eligible for DCS grant programs for up to 7 years through the state. The town also continues its work to finalize the Local Rapid Recovery Plan final report. The LRRP final report will result in actionable recommendations to support the COVID-19 recovery of our local business communities. We intend to have a wrap-up forum with residents and stakeholders to review the report and its recommendations in the coming weeks. Final design improvements to the rail trail crossings at Mohawk and Pleasant, Smith Street at the post office, and at West Shore Drive at Tower School are being finalized as we speak. We had a productive staff-level meeting this week to seek input from relevant department heads and hope to have the design work complete soon. The project should be ready to bid this coming winter, and shovels should be in the ground next spring. A few reminders for next week. It's a busy one. Monday, there's a joint meeting between the Board of Selectmen and Finance Committee scheduled to review new proposed budget schedule, Government Finance Officials Association compliant budget process, draft financial policies, and a overall overview of the budget and financials of the town. Tuesday, there's a net zero workshop planned from 7 to 8:30 via Zoom. As I've discussed before, the town is working with MAPC and three other communities that host municipal light plants, the communities of Peabody, Ipswich, and Belmont, to create a net zero climate action plan. We hope you take advantage of the opportunity to help shape our climate priorities and goals. You can register to attend at mapc.ma/Marblehead. As we all know, the town experienced a significant loss with the passing of Selectman Judy Jacoby. Judy and Jean Jacoby's countless contributions to the town will never be forgotten. Their legacy will live on forever through their work and good deeds. The Board of Selectmen, Recreation and Parks Commission, and Council on Aging Board voted unanimously to rename the Marblehead Community Center to the Judy and Jean Jacoby Community Center. The dedication celebration is planned for next week, Wednesday, October 6th, from 5 to 7 at the Community Center, 10 Humphrey Street. We hope you're able to join us. Remember, you can stay up to date on all town happenings on Facebook at Town of Marblehead and Twitter and Instagram at Town of MHD. We also just released a new quarterly resident newsletter last week. You can find the newsletter on our website or on our social media channels. Lastly, if you enjoy the podcast, follow it, subscribe, and share it with your Marblehead friends and local government geeks like me. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.